Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here, Sunday morning. What's going on in New York State? Well, there's one guy that really, really knows. With us is today's Comptroller of the State of New York, Tom DiNapoli. Mr. DiNapoli, there's so many things going on. Where do we start? The federal government has sent us $1 zillion. How much did they send us, and how are we spending it?
Well, it's not quite a zillion, but we've got just, you know, for the state alone, $12.7 billion coming in, $5.9 billion for New York City, $4.9 billion for municipalities outside of New York City, billions more for school districts and hospitals. And then you've got the infrastructure bill that was just passed, and we're still evaluating how much of that's coming to New York. But it's going to be a significant infusion of funds. And very much to your question, we've announced that we're putting out, we just started now, what we're calling a tracker of the federal money. So on a monthly basis on our controller website, we're going to track the various federal programs and how much money is being spent out of those programs. So it's a game changer for us in New York, John, both with regard to the budget and certainly with our capital needs with this latest package that's come out.
Well, that sounds very good news for New York City and New York State. I heard another rumor that the MTA got their own $1 zillion. What do you hear about that?
The MTA certainly has, at the start of the pandemic, they were kind of on life support, right? You know, economy shut down. People weren't using the trains or the subways. The fare revenue was, you know, practically non-existent. And they're still, you know, not back to where they were by any means, although people using the trains. So that federal money coming in is really essential to keeping the MTA afloat. And as you know, with that federal money, they've announced that at least for the short term, the expected fare increases are not going to happen. The concern there, John, though, is that federal money, billions though it may be, is not going to be forever. And at some point, there's still going to have to be some tough choices made about spending with regard to the MTA's operating budget. And, of course, always a big concern about their capital budget. So in the short run, great news for the MTA. Public transit is very important for us to get our economy back. But the federal money, not going to be there forever. And we're still going to have to make some tough choices to keep the MTA fiscally, financially viable.
But I got to give a big shout out to the majority leader of the Senate, Senator Chuck Schumer, our hometown guy. He took care of New York City, New York State, didn't he?
Big time. I mean, you can't underestimate the impact that having Chuck Schumer as majority leader, what that's meant for New York State. I mean, obviously, look, this is this legislation benefits states all across the country. But Chuck kept a close eye on what would come to New York, and particularly when you talk about the MTA, that really is so essential to our regional economy, not just New York City, but, you know, the suburbs and beyond. And Chuck Schumer made sure that there was plenty in there for, you know, for New York City, for New York State, for MTA. But even Chuck Schumer can't have all that money come forever. So we still have to watch the revenue. We still have to have our economy come back, you know, across the board. We have to make sure that people are working so they can pay taxes. We have to make sure those at the upper income level that pay a very high percentage of our personal income tax, that they want to continue to live in New York, particularly in New York City. A lot of that is tied to the issues of quality of life and cleanliness and crime and everything else. So, you know, it's going to take a big effort by all of us. And certainly with a new mayoral administration coming in, you know, Eric Adams is going to have a lot on his plate to keep this recovery going, particularly in New York City. But that's true for all of us in the suburbs and all across New York State as well.
We pray for Eric Adams to keep New York City people safe, as he promised to do it. And that way, less people are going to move to Florida.
Well, you know what, John, you like to use the phrase that you want to see common sense elected officials. And I think Eric Adams, from the beginning of his campaign, was certainly in that category of common sense Democrat. And I think people responded to his message. I think he's coming in with a lot of support. And let's face it, a lot of hope, you know, that he could turn some of these situations around. So I know him well. I know him a long time, like you do. I certainly think he's up to the task. And I've told the mayor-elect that any way that the state controller's office can be helpful to him, you know, we want to make sure that he succeeds. When Mayor Eric Adams succeeds, we all succeed.
I pray for his success like we all do. And another big issue that came to New Yorkers, and a lot of New Yorkers are very, very sensitive to it, especially our Jewish community. It seems like there's certain groups that hate Israel and hate Jews. And I understand that Unilever, who has owns Ben & Jerry's ice cream, that you were shocked by some of the movements they made, that they arbitrarily put Israel aside, and they don't want to ship them Ben & Jerry's ice cream or something. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, this is such a big concern. You know, that the issue of what they call the BDS movement, boycott, divest, sanction Israel. We have a very clear policy for our pension fund, right? New York State has a policy on it, but separate from that, the pension fund that I'm the trustee for, we have a policy that we do not want to be invested in companies that are involved with the BDS movement. And we do that for a simple reason, John. We have significant investments in Israel. It's done very well for our bottom line, whether you're talking about fixed income, Israel bonds, public equities, and Israeli publicly traded companies. And we have a significant private equity stake in Israel. In fact, we're over $900 million invested there. So from our perspective, any company that's involved with BDS activity, which aims to hurt the Israeli economy, by extension, that puts risk and hurts our investments. So in the case of Unilever, as you point out, Ben & Jerry's is now a subsidiary. They've made a decision to you know, pull out of one of the licenses that operates over there. And, you know, we engaged with the company. They did not give us satisfactory answers. We believe that what they're doing constitutes a violation of our anti-BDS policy, poses a risk to our investments. So we made the decision that we're selling our $111 million stake in stock that we have in Unilever because we don't want to be involved with a company that's taking a decision like that.
I think the controller, DiNapoli, I think you're correct. My rabbi, Rabbi Schneier, has called the CEO of Unilever, and we were very close to the CEO of Unilever, and he ignored him too.
Yeah. Well, you know, they didn't give us clear answers, and we gave them, frankly, a second opportunity to clarify the situation. They really just said, we have nothing more to say. We're a big pension fund, as you know, John, third largest in the country. We like to be invested everywhere. You know, we're kind of a universal investor. So we don't take a step like this very lightly. And, you know, they could have changed their decision, and we would not have done the divestment. But I think it's the right thing to do. Again, protecting our stake, our investments in the in Israeli companies and the Israeli economy. We don't want to see any jeopardy to that. And look, you know, let's also be clear. Israel is a very close ally of our country. There's a strong bond between New York and Israel. So, you know, this, I think, is the right thing for us to do, for me to do as a fiduciary. And I just think it's also the right position for us to
Controller,
take.
Controller, I agree with you 110%. The item I don't understand is this boycott, divest, and sanctions?
Sanction.
Mm-hmm. But the Unilever continues to send it to some of the countries that are known terrorists, and I don't understand that. And the other thing I don't understand, that some of these countries they're sending the products to are, you know, me and you are pro-gay community, and I've always supported the gay community. You've always supported gay. And these are countries that are taking gays and just throwing them off the roofs.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a sin.
They made a very selective judgment in this area, and that's why we really felt it showed they say they're not supporting BDS. We think otherwise based on you know, the decision that they made. And your points are absolutely valid and on point.
And it comes back to what me and you said at the beginning of this conversation, common sense. And
yep,
that's what it comes down to.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We have a minute left, Controller. You have anything else to say to the American people?
Well, just, you know, as we're getting close to a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, just to say, you know, we've had another rough year, but let's hope that better days are ahead. And you know, let's just be thankful for our families, for our friends. And I just hope everybody, as we approach the holiday season, can do it in safety and comfort and security. And we're going to continue to do everything we can to keep New York State the Empire State. And we're very proud to work with great leaders in the community like you, John.
Tom DiNapoli, thank you. God bless you. God bless New York. And God bless America. Thank you so much.
Couldn't say it better, John, than you. Thank you, my friend.